They tell there's going to be a little party over here.
That's right. Are you coming?
Yeah, maybe. I think maybe I will. Be some pretty girls around, you think?
Pretty girls? Yeah. Plenty of pretty girls.
Hot yeah. Dog. I think I will make it then.
Yeah. Good. Well, we'll see you around.
I'll be there then.
Nice thing.
By golly, I believe I will be there.
You're going to be listening to the Lost Discs Radio Show.
Now, wait a minute. Just wait a minute.
Lost Discs Radio.
Oh, rock and roll, Saturday night.
Well, shall we proceed before there are any more interruptions?
No, don't.
The Wrong Black Bag. See, kicking off the show tonight, top of the hour, with The Wrong Black Bag on the Mainstream Records label. And yes, I was right off the original 45 RPM, man, just saying. And hey, this is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you here at top of the hour for the Lost Discs Radio Show. And we've got a full panel of experts on board. Dr. Doc Brown.
Yes, that's right. I'm here. I wasn't supposed to be, but I am.
No, he said, I'm not showing. Then suddenly 5 minutes ago, guy walks in the door with a beer in his hand, folks. Joe Stax is on that phonium line.
All the way from Pittsburgh town.
And then Chesty is sitting over there in her chair.
Good evening, everyone.
On her microphone, very softly. All right. Let's back up a little bit, because this is going to be a themed show. It's going to be a two-hour extravaganza. The theme is male-female pop rock harmonies. That's it, man. It's a great sound for summer, and you're going to be digging it for the next 2 hours if you're actually planning to stick around that long. Joe, the Wrong Black Bag, my intelligence tells me that these guys are out of Connecticut.
That's what I've heard as well. Releasing only that lone single on the mainstream label.
Now, is it true that they're like out of the North Haven-ish area?
You know, I haven't been able to pin them down beyond just saying.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they were.
Well, give me a little time to work while we're spinning the.
All right, no, that's fair.
The discs, and we'll see if we can't get something a little more definitive.
Well, sounding kind of out of sight there. I'd put that around 1968, Joe. Yeah?
Yeah, you'd be right on.
All right. Now, speaking of that kind of thing, now, we're going in sort of a more pop vein. But people are going to want to gather around their shortwave radios for this. Because as we know, we are being projected on the underground shortwave experience of Area 51 on 5130 kilocycles, folks, as well as where they carry us over at rockandradio.com, right? So check us out over there. But the point is that we're going into a thing by a group called the Joyride. Joe, real quick.
Oh, come on.
What do you know?
You caught me off guard. I was just working on the wrong black.
Oh, no, that's fine, man. Let's do the song. We'll back announce it on the backside, man. You're going to want to hear this on the shortwave, folks. So dial it up at 5130. Lost Discs Radio.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss. Another kiss. Another chance at bliss. Another kiss. Another kiss. The days are bright and filled with pain. Enclosing in the gentle rain. The time when was new, insane. We'll meet again. Streets are
radio thing.
Yeah.
simply fascinating.
What is?
Why, this plant.
Yeah, it's a weed.
Yeah, bowling league approved, man.
Yeah, I should have brought my weed whacker.
Jimmy!
You ask me what's good for a cold. You want something new, not old. There's one thing that's better than the rest. That medicine by Dr. West. You say you got pimples on your chin, and your toenails are growing in. There's one thing that's better than the rest. That medicine by
are really bleeping depressing me tonight.
Lost Discs Radio.
I guess we're all a little mixed up.
A month of nights, October's drifting into May's. You set your sail when the tide comes in, then you just cast your fate to the wind. I shift my course along the breeze, won't sail upwind on my mores. The empty sky is my best friend, and you just cast your fate to the wind. The time has such a way of changing a man throughout the years, and now you're just a man with half a heart. You wonder how it might have been had you not cast your fate to the wind.
Yeah, it's We Five. Sure, right off the A&M label, man. With that old Vince Guaraldi tune, yes, and of course, doing the vocal version, who knew that that had such lyrics to it, man? I'm just saying. And before that, it was the Dr. West Medicine Show and Junk Band. Yes, we have the mono pressing of the LP, man, on the Go-Go the Go-Go Records label. And mono pressing. Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
You know, she's just very, very proud of that.
We like things on the backside here.
Right. Yes. Why we're always getting mono, Chester.
The mono pressing.
So, look, but now before that, it was Fairport Convention. Man, thanks to Joe Stacks for sending that one over. Right, Joe?
Maybe. Hey? Right. That's a fine, fine version of that song, Reno, Nevada, sung by Sandy Denny. And male vocal on that would be a cat named Ian Matthews.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good stuff. And what's that, 69 or so?
That's probably a year or so earlier. Yeah, cool. Yeah. That would be like probably that's one of the early versions of Fairport because Ian Matthews didn't stick around too long after Sandy Denny joined the band.
I see.
He went off and did his own thing.
All right, man. So look, we're trying. Yes, yeah, so we kicked off the set with The Joyride. And I know that there's a group called The Joyride, I think, on the RCA label, but I've never been able to determine if it's the same group that does this vocal harmony stuff. I've got...
Different group, because I was able to locate that Joyride, and they were, believe it or not, the RCA Joyride had some affiliations with Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Okay, fair enough.
As crazy as that might sound, Drake Levin was involved.
All right, but these... The group I played was on the World Pacific label.
Yeah, and from what I've been able to find out about these guys, and my God, that was a great version of the Crystal Ship.
See?
Man, I've never heard that before, and that just knocked my socks off.
All right.
What I've been able to find out, what little I've been able to find out, is that the Joyride, one of those harmony flower psych pop groups, they may have been a studio concoction. Three singles on the World Pacific label. They did, and each one featured at least one cover.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of wish they would have put out an LP so we could hear some stereo mixes of this.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Yeah. The follow-up single was the Big Bright Green Pleasure Machine.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, man.
That's an interesting one.
Just saying.
That's a great one from the Graduate soundtrack.
There you go. That's right.
That whole scene is pretty cool.
So here's the thing. This is what we've heard him from Wayne from North Carolina on the email action tonight, right? But he's digging us on the shortwave feed, apparently, right? Doc, could you give us that email address?
The email address would be lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
Right. How are you going to spell?
With that discs with a C, please.
A C. All right. Now, look. Joe, I've been very concerned. We're doing this theme show here. We got all these sweet harmonies, guy-chick harmony thing happening, right?
Right on.
Group called The Art of Lovin'. Okay? On the mainstream label. A lot of stuff, by the way, coming off the mainstream label tonight for whatever reason.
They seem to be very big on that type of sound. You know, whether that was by accident or something they actually planned.
So what about Art of Lovin'? And do we care?
Well, these guys, they're from the Northeast, supposedly from Massachusetts.
Ah.
They rated one album in 68 on mainstream, and then there's not a lot to say about them. I mean, I don't recognize any of the names as going on to other groups or, you know, solo success.
Yeah, I know. It's confounding because I don't recognize any names on this album. And yet, it's pretty good, I gotta say. For this type of stuff, it's not bad. So we're gonna go into it right now, man. A little cut from The Art of Lovin'. Yeah, we're gonna take a ride tonight. In the meantime, get in that email, lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
When you are down, looking up from the ground, take a ride.
Take a ride, take a ride, take a ride.
And when your mind is thinking to climb, take a ride.
Take a ride, take a ride, take a ride.
You know what is to be
done yesterday. Take a ride.
Take a ride, take a ride, take a ride.
And oh, what a pity, the price you must pay. Take a ride.
Take a ride, take a ride, take a ride.
Nothing will bring out tomorrow. You know there'll be a moon and the sky. No sense in waiting in sorrow. Things will be right if you try. We'll take a ride. Light on your side, take a ride.
Take a ride, take a ride, take a ride.
Dripping through daisies, now won't that be fine? Take a ride.
Take a ride, take a ride, take a ride.
You may not be touching the ground. Not necessarily true. Your senses will all be unwound, but what you'll be hearing is you will take a ride. Take a ride.
Lost discs. Ooh.
Darn, I hate them smart Alex.
the Orlons. Sure, you know the sound of the Orlons when you hear it, right? Right off the Cameo label with the original of Don't Throw Your Love Away. Out of 1963, yes, that came out the very end of 1963. And if you know that song, Don't Throw Your Love Away, you know it by the Searchers, who had a hit with it in 64, right? Like May, like 6 months after the Orlons put out the original. And it was a B-side, man. It was a B-side of a record that only got to number 55 on the charts. Okay, could have been lost to obscurity if the Searchers hadn't covered it. I'm just saying. Before that, it was the Ad-Libs, okay, right off the Blue Cat label with yet another B-side called Ask Anybody, right? You don't know how these things get relegated to B-sides, man, when they're just so dang good. But the thing is, the makeup of those two groups right there were kind of flipped. In other words, the Ad-Libs is what you expected. It's a chick vocal with a group of guys backing her up. But the Orlons was a group of chicks with only one guy in the group. He wasn't exactly the lead, but still, it was kind of the reverse vocal instrumentation there, if you will. The Art of Loving kicked off the set, and we talked about that with Joe. But Joe, before we move on too far, we got to go, what is that noise? Just, I thought it was coming out of the computer. Chesty's playing the triangle in the background. Chesty, do it again. Yeah, it's very nice. Wow. Surprised we don't get feedback on that, man.
I've just never noticed it here in the studio.
All right, so look. Jeez, hit your bell, Doc. Doc has his own.
Wait.
You got your bell over there?
I can't reach it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
There we go. Attaboy. Attaboy. Joe, we got to go back to the top. We got to go back to the top of the show and see if you found anything out about the Wrong Black Bag being from Southern Connecticut.
Well, yep. With a little work on the inner tubes there, at a site called The Daily Nutmeg, an article, a little piece of history from January of last year, 2015.
Yeah.
A list of the top 20 bands who shaped the sound of New Haven.
Yeah.
And then there's a coming in vaguely chronological, so that they're not ranking anybody. But the Wrong Black Bag. They recorded the cover of "Wake Me, Shake Me," backed with "I Don't Know Why."
Yeah.
Which they then go on to say, which might not have put them in the local history books except for the presence of siblings Vic Steffens, who's produced hundreds of local rock records at his Horizon Music Group studio, and Divine Beehive Queen Christine Ullman, who still rocks out with her band Rebel Montez and warbles in the house band on Saturday Night Live.
What?
That's what the web is telling me, and the web wouldn't lie, right? And then, one further thing.
Yeah.
At a website called TommyMeck.com, TommyMeck.com. He's a guitar player, worked at Brian Guitars in Woodbridge, Connecticut, but was born and raised in Cheshire.
Yeah, man.
And was the guitarist, apparently, for the Wrong Black Bag. And if you go to his website, he's got a couple of pics of them playing.
Oh, come on.
No, circa 1967 with Christine Bernardoni. Now Christine Ullman,
All right.
A guy named Ellsworth Apgar on the bass, Alphonse Rinaldo on keyboards, Vic Bernandoni on drums, now Vic Steffens, and Tommy playing guitar. And you can see him there holding, looks like maybe a guild.
I tell you what, Doc.
Yes.
Here's what we're going to do. Later this summer, we're gonna drive up to that guitar shop. We're going to track down the guy. We're going to have him sign that 45.
All right.
Oh!
What do you think?
Yeah, you got it.
Catch it on tape. Record.
Yeah, we'll record the whole thing. We'll
have him do some breakers.
Put the video up on the website. What do you think? The breakers, yeah. Why not?
Yeah, PSA or two.
All right. We got to keep moving. We got to move on a little bit here, guys. Thank you, Joe. That's fantastic. Fantastic sleuthing. Now, in the meantime, let's keep things moving. Yes, we've heard in on the email from John in Walpole, Mass., who says how much he loves Chesty's sense of humor.
Thanks, John.
Right. As we all do, as we all are wont to do. And then Cosmic Debris himself chiming in from Mount Airy, Maryland. He and Jane getting a fantastic signal on 5130 tonight. Shortwave action. Okay, Joe, the great speckled bird.
Yeah.
We had
speckled bird.
Now, we had a 45 by them called Trucker's Cafe or something. But I can't find it. But it didn't matter anyway because you sent this one over just like you sent that Fairport Convention thing.
It's an album cut.
Now, come on.
Self-titled album. This was a Canadian country rock act. Their self-titled album, and their only release was on the Ampex label in about 69. Best known for having Ian and Sylvia, post-folk duo, getting into the country rock scene.
Is that right? What do you mean, Ian and Sylvia?
Well, you've heard of Ian and Sylvia,
right?
Right.
You're telling me that it's the same thing. They went on to be Great Speckled Bird?
They fronted the Great Speckled Bird.
I did not ever hear about that. Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, it's very bizarre, and it seems to be kind of short-lived. I mean, one album, and, you know, maybe that single of Trucker's Cafe.
All right, so it makes sense now that we're detecting something en français at the beginning of this song.
Exactly.
Right? All right, let's dig it right now. Here we go, Tonight Man, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio, Great Speckled Bird.
So, just so I'm clear, you're telling me that you can't get high smoking hemp.
Lost Discs Radio.
I'm turning it up.
I've been wandering all the day through, just trying to say something to you. I've been losing sleep nights just because of you. You're my buckwheat gal, you're my buckeye, honey child savior. You're my savior, gonna be mine. Love me, be mine. You're my savior, you're my buckeye, honey child savior. You're my Buckeye, honey, 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 child savior.
Look, hey, I mean, like, not even the CIA could do all this.
Flashing, so they're ultimately flashing the air. From the information.
the Rose Garden, okay, featuring the vocals, the insanely low alto vocals of Diana DeRose, right? Hence, the Rose Garden, we right on the Acto label out of 1968. That's an album cut there, as you might want to know, by Gene Clark. That was a Gene Clark penned tune, Joe. Do you know that?
That's right. Well, I knew he had a couple of tracks on the album. And that, of course, is Gene Clark from the Byrds.
Right, right.
Who penned some great stuff and did some fine solo work.
All right. Now, look, before that.
Yeah.
The Floating Opera.
Wow.
The Floating Opera. No kidding. With Buckwheat Gal. And this is literally an album I just got yesterday. On a whim, happened to be in the right place at the right time. Hey, I'm going to check out that record store over there that I've never been in that happens to be open right now, and here I am where I never usually am. And so I went in, and I'm like, nah, nothing, yeah, nothing. What the hell is that? Floating Opera, 1971. It's like three guys and a chick. And I said, oh my God, this could fit into the show, and, well, we just made it fit in.
And that fit beautifully. That was great.
I mean, what?
And I have never heard of these guys before.
On the Embryo label, which I guess was a subsidiary of the Cotillion label, which was kind of maybe more better known. I don't know. Anything on the Floating Opera, Joe, that we know?
Nothing beyond that. Everything you said. You know.
They're out of Michigan from what I've seen.
Huh.
So
that's
let's keep it moving, Joe. That's cool.
Hey, man. That was pretty impressive, though.
I'm glad you were digging it. We'll have to come back and dig it some more. Now, look, The Shocking Blue, yes, The Shocking Blue was in there with their version of Boll Weevil, and man, was that awkward, right? Now, you know The Shocking Blue, everybody, even if you say you don't, because they're the ones who did the original, right? Tell them, Chesty.
Venus.
Right. I'm your Venus, I'm Chesty's. Your fire, she's your desire. You know the one? It's your desire. Same group, man. Shocking Blue with Boll Weevil, which was an old American folk tune, okay, and they can't quite pull it off because where were they from? Sweden, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, they very much were. They broke through, you know, and like so many of the Scandinavian and European bands, they sang in English because that's what you did.
Yeah. Well, that's how you got the hits.
Oh, exactly.
So, all right, man. Look, okay. And yeah, we kicked it off with Great Speckled Bird, but we've been over that one. Hey, anything else coming in on the email? I don't think so, man, as far as the email, but that's okay, man. We know we got people digging it on the internet feed and on the shortwave radio, but if you care, it is. Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com. Just spell the word discs with the letter C, for crying out loud. All right, now look, Joe, we got to get into this. The Flower Power. Now, kind of a hippie, trying to sound like Janis Joplin and Big Brother here. What do we know?
Like practically every other San Fran band from that era, it's like you want to sound like the big boys and maybe attract some notice. Not a lot known about these guys. The tune that you were playing there, that was it, Mississippi Delta?
That's what's coming up, yeah.
Okay, that's actually a Bobby Gentry song, so they like their covers. Now, supposedly, their last single on the Tune Kel label, they cut five 45s.
Wow, no kidding.
Their last, the flip of their final release was a cover of the love song Orange Skies.
Oh, you mean the Arthur Lee Love Orange Skies?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, I got to hear that at some point.
That's the one to find, I think.
No kidding. All right, well, here we go. We found this one for you. The Sight Sounds of the Flower Power, exclusively on Lost Discs. Radio.
Double A side, double A side, double C I. In my double A side, double A side, double C I. You good people, I'd forget it. It's a total wreck.
Alcohol can be a very desirable adjunct to living.
What? What?
Joe?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Anya's Street. Sure.
Anya's Street.
I get it. Everybody knows that one, right? Off the Verve Forecast label.
Yeah, that's a nice label.
Yeah, we love that label. A lot of good obscure one-off things on that label there. Joe, real quick, on Anya's Street, what do you got?
Okay, well, named for the lead vocalist, Anya Cohen. One album on Verve Forecast, a couple of singles to go with that.
So they did have an album.
They did.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, this is the only thing I ever heard of them is this one single that I have, and it's a double-sided killer, man.
Nice. The album is just called Street. I don't know if they also use that as a band name or if it's Anya's Street, and the album is just called Street.
Yeah. Well, who knows what these kids were thinking, man, with their dope and all. All right, so look, we got to keep moving. We're getting up against top of the hour here, Joe, so I'm just saying, before that it was Smith, right? Okay, off the Dunhill label with Mohaleski Ridge. And, of course, we kicked it off with the Flower Power. Folks, you've been digging the first hour of the installment of the Insanity. Right? I'm just saying, we're sticking around for another full hour of this kind of stuff. And yeah, we're going to keep the theme going. Man, if you've been digging this kind of action, we're going to keep on digging it. So stay tuned as we round into hour number two.
It's the scissors. No.
It's, Groove is in the heart.